The Include Ethnicity framework is intended to be used by trial teams to help them think through which ethnic groups are important for their trial to have widely applicable results. In other words, results that will apply to the whole community. Now, we've applied the framework to a bunch of trials, and I thought it'd be quite interesting for me to give some insights or top tips, if you like, on my experience of applying the framework to those trials. So the first one is do this at the design stage. Now, we didn't. We did this retrospectively, and we also did it to other people's trials. But the framework is actually intended to be used by trial teams at the design stage, applied to their own trials. Anything is possible at the design stage, so it's the perfect point to think about how you might tweak your trial to make it that bit easier for different ethnic groups to take part in the trial. Second point, do not do this on your own. This is not a solitary activity. This is a team activity. So that trial team needs to come together and think through the framework and see which areas of your trial could be modified to make it easier for important ethnic groups for your trial to take part. And crucially, you need to involve public and patient partners from those ethnic groups that are absolutely central to your trial. And finally, this is not something you're going to knock off in a couple of hours. This requires a bit of time to work through the framework with that team. But if you think about it, many trials last for several years and can easily cost several million pounds. So using some time right at the start to think carefully about how you can make your trial engage and involve and include people from the range of ethnic groups important to the applicability of your trial results, well, that does seem like a very good use of time.